Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining me for another Groundskeeper Chat. My name is Meg Kruger. I'm the content specialist with Pioneer Athletics. And today we have a special chat that was recorded during the SFMA conference down in Savannah. And this topic is more relevant than ever since I've only been staring at snow since we returned. And we're going to be joined by two gentlemen for this panel discussion, Eric Stroop and Ben Leach. Eric is the Director of Athletic Operations for the University of Maine, and Ben Leach is with Sports Turf Specialties. So both gentlemen come with a repertoire of tips, tricks, expertise, equipment that is utilized during their snow removal projects. So sit back, relax, and enjoy our next Groundskeeper Chat. Welcome back, everyone. We are located in sunny Savannah today. But where the three of us are located in the world, home base, we see a lot of snow, a lot of less than ideal weather, as I would put it. But maybe you guys are fond of the snow. But today we're going to be talking in this Groundskeeper Chat, snow removal, techniques, equipment. So if you guys want to start off by just, you know, letting us know who you are, the nature of your facility, and, you know, what you typically see as far as inches and snow.
All right. Hi, Mick. I'm Eric Stoop. I'm from the University of Maine up in Orono. And typically we see close to about, you know, a foot to a storm. We see about 4 or 5 a year. And then we get a mixture of rain mixed on top of that. We'll get freezing rain, ice. I mean, we get the gambit up there. So on average, like I said, we'll get 4 or 5 of those storms and then progress into the late months of the year. I mean, we're looking into like probably April. Towards the beginning of April, we have probably about a foot that we got to clear off the fields.
Delightful.
Yes, very delightful. we have baseball, softball season, obviously, for Division I that we have to take care of. Mm-hmm. We have other sports that we do look after, but they're later in the season, so we have the luxury of being able to wait on those.
So as far as snow removal is concerned, it's really about getting those softball and baseball teams out on the field, practicing and trying to get games in?
Yeah.
Okay.
So right now, I mean, we have a synthetic baseball field.
Okay.
So that one, we try to tackle that one most of the year. We try to keep as much as we can off from it. Mm-hmm. The other one that we have to deal with is softball, which is still a natural grass field. Mm-hmm. Luckily for us, this spring we're replacing that field, which is going to go on synthetic, which is definitely going to help us out. Mm-hmm. But like I said, for now, we've still got to maintain that one. So we go out, we try to get that while it's still froze. Mm-hmm. So we try to go out that field in March while the ground, you know, is solid, and we'll plow that off and get as much snow as we can off that field.
Yep.
We have snow pushers that, you know, a lot of people probably in the Northeast area are familiar with. We try to clear those off as fast as we can with that and try to get that snow off that field.
Definitely. And so from your perspective, university side, and you're mentioning that you're on the service side of snow removal. So tell us a little bit more about that and how that comes into play.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me here. And just like Eric was saying, you know, you do try to get off as quick as you can.
Yep.
But for our, you know, for our situation, we're a service company, and our biggest component to snow plowing is logistics. Whether it's repeating, getting to the sites.
Mm-hmm.
So we really start in the forefront with making sure we get to a site after the storm. We have a place to, whether it's parking a truck, a trailer,
mm-hmm.
or we do have a few facilities that we do leave equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, and probably to add to Eric's situation, when you start plowing, that might be the first storm of the year. It might be the third storm of the year. You have to prepare for what's next.
Yep.
So, you know, the biggest thing that we focus on is how do we make sure that we're ready for the next storm? Where do we put that snow? If it's a foot, it's a lot of snow. You know, where do you put a foot of snow?
Yep.
You know, so we always like to make sure we have the right piece of equipment, the right amount of power, the right plow. So we have a few different versions of plows that we use.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, you know, we talk about technique and the whole process of snow. It starts with the logistics, getting the setup right.
Yeah.
Where do you put the snow when you get there? You know, are there
where nets? Do you put the snow? I'm intrigued.
It's some facilities are designed properly. Some facilities, you have to plow it and remove it. Some facilities, you just figure a way to snow blow it. There's just so many options when it comes to snow, but you plow a snowstorm in December, and then you say, all right, we're not going to plow for January and February, and that snow sits and freezes. It's going to be there
and harming the grass or whatever surface underneath.
The grass, or if you know, some people have to plow it into fences.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when it freezes and thaws, it's going to destroy the fence. So if you can't get it moved off the fence. So it always goes back to logistics. Where do we put the snow? Where do we put our trucks? Where do we? So it's always remove it as far as you can and be ready for the next snowstorm.
In one of the main logistics, you know, what does the crew look like when you guys got a storm rolling in and you know that you've got a game either later in the week or a client that needs the field cleared, or you just want to get people out on the field? What does that crew look like when you guys are, it's a fast action, you need to take action, get that snow off the field?
Yeah, I mean, typically for us, you know, we keep watching the weather constantly, and we'll have our, you know, full-time guys out there. We have two guys out with our pushers trying to get the field cleaned off.
Mm-hmm.
We try to keep up with the storm as much as we can, especially once we're in season mode. And then we're basically out there all hours plowing. And then as soon as we get the field clean as much as we can, you know, the main part of the field, we've got our student crew coming in.
Okay.
We even have the baseball team out there. I mean, they'll come out.
All hands on
deck.
Yeah,
it's all hands on deck. I mean, we're cleaning dugouts. We're cleaning right up to the stadium edge. I mean, we're cleaning out pathways. We're cleaning out right up to the dugouts. I mean, a lot of times, too, like I said, we're in April. We could have that ice storm come in. I mean, we've got guys. We've had the team out there with icebreakers chipping the ice out of the, you know, third baseline. I mean, everybody's on hands on deck. Yeah, exactly. So. And you know, somebody's got to be supervising, too, because, I mean, some of the equipment you're using, like ice chippers, you're talking synthetic turf. You don't want these guys going down through the backing and the turf. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes the rubber's froze underneath, which helps you, but other times it's not, and you can easily go down through it and bust right through the backing. So, you know, it's you got to keep an eye on it, too, as well. It's not just go out there and do whatever you want like you can on grass and whoops, you know, you went through the grass, broke through, no big deal, turf. It's oops, you make a mistake, you're ripping the turf. You're not necessarily going to be able to patch it if it's still 30 degrees out there. So.
Yep. And similar crew, or so what are you working with?
A little different. We have the luxury of kind of knowing what we're going to get into before we get there. We do have a couple circumstances where we plow during a snowstorm, but probably not to the severity like the guys up in Maine do.
Mm-hmm.
So we can plan if there's a 6-inch snowstorm. Typically, where we can do a lot of the stuff that we have with one guy, two guys. I like to do 2-man crews as often as we can when it's that moment of time constraint.
Yep.
So, 2 guys, a typical, you know, 4 to 8-inch snowstorm, we can probably get that cleared off in about 3 to 4 hours.
Gotcha.
You know, if everything's perfect.
Yeah, and everything, I'm sure, always goes perfect.
No, and if it's a situation where it's 6 inches of snow, 8 inches of snow, and we have to remove it, and we may bring a guy with a snowblower in, so then we might look at having 3 guys there. But then you have to have a system that's set right so the guy with the snowblower is getting fed the right speed so he's not slowing the process down.
Yep.
So sounds like it goes back to logistics again.
Yep.
But that's kind of, for our situation, it's after the fact. We can prepare a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, to offshoot it, we do the plowing, but then we also offer another service other than plowing, and we just like to let the sun melt the snow. We spread rubber on some synthetic fields. Some people don't like to plow them, so we have a machine with tracks that gets up on top of the snow, and then we'll also do it on natural grass fields where we spread either a black sand or a green sand.
Okay,
and
cool.
We allow the sunlight to absorb the heat into that particle and melt snow.
And is that ever used in like a time constraint situation, or is that more when the client has, you know, the ability to let it do it naturally?
So come the springtime, when we have more sunlight, it can be a benefactor for us because we get a longer day of sunlight. We've seen properties with 12, 14 inches of snow, and we've melted that off in a day.
Wow.
So unless it's a complete time constraint where you got to use it the same day that it snows, you know, you do have limitations with that. You need a little bit of extended time.
We've been in that situation before where we've had foot snowstorm in April before, and you don't want to take equipment on the field. You know you're going to damage the field. You're going to rut it up.
Yeah.
You don't want people out there because, I mean, granted, we've got great drainage underneath our field, but you've still got fast melting water underneath there, so the field's still going to be soft.
So
we can go out, we can broadcast that sand out there, and you're going to melt that. Like you said, we've melted 14 inches of snow in one day before. Then you're back to playing on it. It's dry the next day. The wind gets to it. You're good to go.
It all depends on the situation with snow.
Yep.
I mean, that's
of course.
You know, every place you go to has its own set of circumstances that we just, you know, with us, we have a great ability to adapt to what we need to do. Something for us, we've gone to places where it snowed all winter long,
mm-hmm.
and there's been 3-4 feet of snow on fields, but we feel the right equipment to go do the job properly.
Well, let's talk equipment. You know, what are you guys, for a standard snow job, what are you taking out onto your natural surfaces? What are you taking out onto your synthetic surfaces?
So typically on our synthetic surfaces, we'll take out, we have two turf pushers. We've got a 6-foot and an 8-foot. Both our tractors are over 30 horsepower, so they're more than enough to handle them. It really depends on, you know, the amount of snow that you have out there. I mean, it's just going to determine, you know, how long it's going to take you to clean that field off. I mean, for us, typical football field, you know, with us, you know, with 6 inches of snow on, it's probably going to take you about 2 hours to clean that field off. Baseball field is going to take you a little longer. You got more square footage to clean it off. So it's probably going to take us probably a day to get that cleaned off versus a lot of it's going to depend on where you can move that snow to. For us, where we have a stadium, outfield fencing, we only have certain entrances we can come in and off the field. So strategically, we've got to go to one place with it. So it makes it a little bit harder. You've got to push snow around those areas, so you're handling it twice. We try not to lift loads on the field because we want to rot the surface. So we try not to pick up any snow in buckets or anything. We're not trying to snow blow into stands. So makes it a little harder because we have batting cages along the fence line. So it's, you know, it's one of those games where you got to kind of move everything around, but you don't want to pick it up. So it takes a little bit longer. But mostly the most, you know, for our natural grass fields, we wait until, you know, it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Try to do it at night when it's froze.
Okay.
And then use the turf pushers. And we basically lift them up so we're just skimming the grass.
Okay.
And we're not digging in. And those work perfect. And then the next morning, usually sun comes up. And we either put a little bit of sand down on it, or if the temperatures are up high enough, it usually melts it all off and we're fine the next day. So
very cool.
Yeah, I think for us, you know, because it's an after-the-fact moment, we run tractors with a little more horsepower. We have, you know, a fleet of 66 horsepower tractors.
Okay.
We have a few with about 100 horsepower as well. And that's, you know, it's not about the horsepower to get the job done. For us, it's the owner of our company, Dennis Brolin, created a turf plow for natural grass almost 30 years ago, when he was a superintendent for the Patriots, when they were plowing the natural grass off. But that plow has just been able to be adapted into the synthetic world because it's got, you know, rubber cutting edge. But same thing, it's the tractors have turf tires on them, so we still have a little bit of low ground pressure, so we're not tearing up the turf. Yep. And that, you know, it's, you know, what we try to use on the natural grass, we bring that to the synthetic surfaces as well. We don't like to put down pressure. You know, we don't want to have restrictions on that equipment, so we don't end up having a moment where we tear a carpet up. Because as soon as you get an area starting to clear off, it starts to heat up if it's sunny out.
Yeah.
So we want the machine to just glide and cut through the snow and move it, you know, as easy as it can.
Definitely. And you both touched on a bunch of different techniques that you guys are working with. But if somebody, you know, doesn't have a snow plan or doesn't have a ton of equipment, what is something that you would tell them to prioritize or make sure is like a best practice or even invest in the future to just be able to start doing something like this?
Well, I mean, even when we first started out, I mean, we didn't have the equipment. I mean, we got our first field. I mean, we had an AstroTurf field on our football field, but we first got our first field to our first field in 2008, and first thing we did was we got a straight blade edge. We had it on our truck, and they told us to get a PVC pipe and just cut a slit in one end of the pipe and clamp it to the bottom of the straight edge, the cutting edge. And that worked beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, you just basically just put it in float mode and glide it across the field. And as long as you're doing straight passes and not cutting, so you're not, you know, cutting an edge into the field and tearing it, you can go push it right straight across. I mean, that's the first thing a beginner could do.
Yeah.
With, you know, on a limited budget. I mean, honestly, it's is pretty much foolproof to go across that way, and you're not going to damage anything. You just got to keep an eye on it, make sure that pipe stays, you know, hooked to the bottom of the cutting edge every time when you lift up. But I mean, that's one way you can start. I mean, the other thing you could do too, I mean, you can go to any like John Deere dealer and get a small cutting edge, put on like a gator. Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as you're out there, my biggest thing would be is to keep up with it. I mean, keep up with the size of piece of equipment that you have. Don't try to like wait until there's a foot of snow on the field and then go out and try to push too much snow or try to take too much snow and start spinning your tires, you know, and then you're just tearing up fibers out of the field. I mean, that's the worst thing you can do. I mean, we try to keep our tractors out of four-wheel drive just so that doesn't happen. I mean, it's, you know, it's probably the same long line with your guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, I think if someone's in the situation, we've seen people do the pipe trip trick. Mm-hmm. We've seen them take an 18-inch ADS pipe, strap it to a bucket, try to use that. But I mean, I think we also have to fall back and say to people, these fields are an investment. You pay lots of money for them, whether it's natural grass or synthetic. If you don't feel comfortable, if you're not qualified, less is more.
Yep.
You know, maybe let it be.
Fast solution may be a bigger problem down the line.
Exactly. Or, you know, you start out small, you know, make some on a synthetic field, shovel some areas, try to see if sunlight gets to it, and see if it melts a little bit. That way you have a gauge. But we've seen some places where they're not equipped with the right equipment. They snow blow it, they pile it up, they create more ice pack, and then it's frozen. And even when a company like us comes to try to help get it cleared off, we can't get into an ice pack.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the situation, kind of why we have that track machine to get up on snow. We can spread the crumb rubber, use that to kind of cut through. So at the end of the day, just with like certain things in life, less is more.
Yep.
You know, if you can't keep up with it, like Eric was saying, and you don't have the right equipment to come in and do the job properly, the safe bet is maybe just leave it alone.
Yep. And also too, along that lines, I mean, do your homework. I mean, just because you call up a company and they say they can go in and clean a turf field, I mean, do your homework and make sure that they really can, because you and I have both seen fields where, you know, a contractor will go in and actually say they can clean a field off, and then next thing you know, I'll get a call, you'll get a call, and that field is destroyed. They've peeled it up with a bucket because they went out with a skid steer.
Yep.
Guy drove the bucket too low and just peeled it right up. And literally, before they see it, it's curled up inside the snowbank and it's too late. So, you know, it's one thing you got to be aware of.
We've seen a lot of that with guys with a municipality with a loader that just goes out and ruts up a field.
Yep. No, thank you.
No.
Well, thank you guys so much for doing this. And I know when we left Cleveland, we were leaving 19 inches behind. So I hope you guys are going home to at least some sunny skies for a while before you get hit with some.
We just checked the weather, and it's going to be negative 13 when we land on Friday. So
what a delight. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.